I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
And joining us on the line right now, Joe DeGeneva, legal analyst, former U.S. attorney for the District of Columbia, calling in today from Greece. He's got a view of the Mediterranean, and no doubt I would imagine a lot of the coverage there is focusing on this Egypt Air flight, right?
Yeah, well, there's quite a bit of it.
I can imagine only that is dominating the coverage in that area. Okay, want to start out with Trey Gowdy, who's been working on the Benghazi report for what seems like an interminably long length of time. He told Chuck Todd on Meet the Press on this weekend that we're going to get the report out before the conventions, which would be next month. And he says, you know, ideally we'd have liked to have it out earlier, but we can't get all the answers we need. We've just decided to publish it and let you know what we don't have and who has not responded to our request for information. Your thoughts?
Well, this shows you how hiding the ball, which is what the administration has done from the very beginning, whether it's not complying with congressional subpoenas, not providing information to federal courts in freedom of information cases. Now you know why Hillary Clinton set up the private server to deny information to people. I think Trey Gowdy has no choice. He needs to get the report out, but he's also going to say why they weren't able to produce all the information. But let's not make any bones about this. The administration won. They hid information, they continue to hide information, and they have paid no price for it.
Joe, last week you said here that the fix is in and there will be no charges brought against Hillary Clinton, and that got quite a bit of play in the media. I'm sure your Google alerts got a lot of attention there. Did you see anything this week to suggest otherwise, or is it even more solidified in your mind?
No, I'm firmly convinced now that the most politicized Justice Department in the last 50 years is going to prevent the FBI from bringing charges. I think the FBI is going to recommend charges, and I think there's no doubt that Loretta Lynch and the people in the National Security Division have already made up their minds. You can see in the leaks to the Washington Post where they talk about no intent, no willfulness. They're ignoring all the statutes involving gross negligence in the handling of national defense information. I am firmly convinced that they are going to quash this. And then it'll be up to what's left of the American press to figure out why.
But hold on a minute. You said earlier that if that happened, you thought there would be a turmoil at the FBI. There'd be outrage. And that eventually the information would come out.
Well, the information will come out. That's not what we're talking about. The question is whether or not there are going to be charges. There aren't going to be any charges of anybody for anything. That's my opinion right now. However, I do believe that the full story of what they uncovered will come out. And if it's true, as some of the people in the Justice Department have leaked to the Post, that there was no grand jury, then there is no grand jury secrecy, so all of the investigative information can be made public legally.
Can I turn to today's? I know you're in Greece, but you know there's big news coming out of Baltimore today, where we are expecting another verdict in the in the Freddie Gray trial. This is a judge issuing the verdict. How is this going to be a different scenario?
Well, obviously, the only deliberations are going to be in Judge Barry Williams' mind. He seems to have been very fair throughout the trial. He's had a lot of questions about the theory of the prosecution's case, which basically says the prosecution says it was an illegal arrest. They didn't have any right to stop him, so it was a crime. Instead of just an administrative sanction, the government's position is that any time an officer makes a mistake in an arrest, which there's no proof there was a mistake here, by the way, that can be a crime. I can think of no worse theory of running a government, a police force, and a prosecution office than making police officers worry about whether or not they've made a simple mistake. This prosecutor's office in Baltimore is one of the worst and most unprofessional groups of people I have ever seen. I don't know how this judge is going to find him, but there's so much reasonable doubt in this case. It's pathetic.
In fact, if I can pull on that thread a little bit further, that this was an amazing moment when the judge said to the prosecutor, Janice Bledsoe, whose job it is to prosecute this case, you're saying an arrest without probable cause is a crime? And if that, and she said, yes, it is. If that were the case, what would that do to our law enforcement system right now? If a cop knew that if they arrested somebody without probable cause, which happens sometimes, they would then be up for an actual criminal offense.
This is the Ferguson flu gone wild. This is now the Ferguson Zika. I mean, this is so stupid as a matter of public policy. It shows you how bankrupt legally and philosophically the prosecutor's office is, the Baltimore. I mean, it is just that prosecutor's office has created a monster in prosecution theory in order to make a political point. All of the decisions in this case by that state's attorney have been political and not related to law enforcement. That office ought to be an embarrassment to every lawyer in the state of Maryland.
Isn't there a Supreme Court case that says it's okay for officers to chase after someone and arrest someone simply because they ran?
Yes, and I would imagine that Judge Williams will cite that when he issues his ruling today. And he's going to take the position, no question, that this was not an illegal arrest and that, therefore, any touchings that occurred were perfectly proper and within the bounds. With regard to the other thing about what happened inside the van, you know, God only knows what he's going to think about that. But on the most fundamental point about whether or not this was a legal arrest, this was a legal arrest.
Joe, if I could get you to just comment on our topic we're going to speak. I'm sure you heard me tease Robert McCartney of The Post, who had this poll you probably saw where 90% of Native Americans, I know that you represent one of the tribes involved here. Does this change in any way the idea behind wanting the Redskins to change their name since the majority of Native Americans seem okay with it?
Well, I think it's important what Native Americans think, and I think it's very important to consult with them. By the way, I've always taken the position that if I were Dan Snyder, I would change the name. I think requiring them through government action to change the name is outrageous, and I think the trademark case in which people have tried to take away the Redskins trademark is also outrageous. This doesn't involve government action. This is an issue of whether or not this is a commercial, political, private issue to be decided by the owner of the team and the public. And if they don't want to change their name, that's fine. And if the Indians are happy with it, why shouldn't we be happy with it?
You got to wonder, though. I mean, the Washington Post, they paid for a poll, and it came back, overwhelmingly against their position of their paper. I mean, it must be hard to be a pollster for the Washington Post these days.
I wonder if they're going to assign 20 reporters to look into the pollsters.
And on that note,
yeah, we'll leave it right there. Joe DeGeneva reporting to us today from Greece while he's on a little vacation.
Sunscreen, Joe.
Yeah. Thank you, Joe.
Hope us.
I hope that's okay with the FCC. I don't know what
I don't know what he just said.
Opa.
Oh.